coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Ever been to one of those things where the fish, like, eats your skin
off? Oh, yeah. Have you done that?
Yeah, well, it turns out it was like $50, and it was way cheaper than taking Grandpa to the burial place.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello, and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky, educational dive into its usage, its meaning, its origins. But mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skitty. So great.
So great.
If you have direction issues, there's probably something you can take for that, I guess. Like if you're feeling directionless. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's like a pill for everything.
Yep. Especially
medicine, get that Robitussin going, get some dreams happening.
Yep, direction problems.
Do you ever have them crazy fevered dreams, like when you're not feeling like amazing?
The craziest, feverest dream I ever had was in 2013.
Okay.
And I remember this because I had
it must have been vivid.
It was. I had to get a number of vaccinations, a little bit.
Okay.
I had to get a number of vaccinations to travel to Haiti.
Okay.
And whatever cocktail sauce they put in that night, I didn't hallucinate visually, but I hallucinated as close to that as possible, where I thought, I went to bed, broke out into a fever. I thought cats were crawling all over me.
Wow.
Whacking away cats in my bed.
That's crazy.
And I called a nurse at our church that you may know to follow up. And I'm like, hey, you know, I just got all these shots and this was my reaction. And she's like, yes. Yeah, that's not a thing with anything that you took. So I'm like, well,
yeah,
I just experienced
it. Well, I guess it wasn't real then.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Well, you're right. It wasn't real.
I guess what was happening to me wasn't.
When I woke up, I was missing my, you know, that classic.
Oh, do I have to fill in something here?
Yeah. I had a dream that cats were crawling all over me. I was swatting them away. And when I woke up, I
had a bell around my neck with my name on it and a little tag. It was the craziest thing.
Perfect.
I reached out and looked at my hand. It turns out there was a...
Oh, is it back at me?
No.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I did see a funny thing. This is so unrelated.
Okay.
It had nothing to do. This is where we get directionless. I saw somebody post today, when I was 5 years old, I was told by a bear that only I could prevent forest fires. I don't know why I was chosen. I still don't know.
I am the chosen one.
I'm the chosen one. I was told by a bear.
It's like a fever dream where a bear shows up and says,
only you can prevent forest fires.
I hear you, Smokey. And then I took that as my life's mission. And from that moment on, I entered the forestry service and I got my pilot's license so I could drop retardant all over the forest floor. Yeah, that's where I got my life's mission. Turns out, I just got too many vaccinations.
And was watching a TV commercial from Smokey the Bear. Oh, apparently it's not the. Did you know that?
Smokey Bear?
It's Smokey Bear.
Oh, I like Smokey the Bear.
It should be.
Yeah.
Smokey the Bear.
Like his name's Smokey. Is it like Smokey and the Bandit? Like Smokey and the Bear.
Smokey. Wait, what's something in the bear? BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear. That's right.
BJ and the Bear.
The Bad News Bears.
What did you just say? Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Smokey Bear.
Wow. Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson.
Think about that.
Smoke on the water. Back to putting fires out.
Wow. And there it is. The complete circle. Well.
And in closing today.
That's just sometimes how the conversation randomly travels around. There are these certain things that do pop up, particularly in illnesses where, like, when you see something that just, it just doesn't sit well with you.
So?
Yeah.
Sorry, did you have more than that, or is that a more general statement?
No, I had a friend of mine who had damaged, wounded their foot. And my wife jumped in to help clean it. And I had this feeling, you know, when you see like moist scab, like that
like a layer of white kind of.
That's your gag sound.
It's kind of like a Tim Allen.
Yeah. So So going combination of all of that and vaccinations, I just got a string again, got four shots because I was supposed to be traveling overseas.
What'd you get this time?
The trip got canceled, but I had to get a booster of Hep A and B, mm-hmm. so a little twin combo mix, and typhoid.
Wow.
And I got a tetanus shot.
Diphtheria?
But the kicker, the kicker was yellow fever.
Okay.
So I had a consultation first, and anybody who's just anti-vax, I'm sorry, I got a yellow fever shot. Like, write in. Please write in. We could use the fan mail.
We'd love to hear it.
So I had an online consultation with a pharmacist, and he says, okay, so yellow fever is required for where you're going, and they will check it, so you got to get it done, and here's the side effects. And he starts to, he talked for 5 minutes, which was a long
hair
time.
Hair loss.
So
you may have already had
yellow
fever.
This is a live culture or whatever he called it. And he's like, so you always have the risk of getting yellow fever itself. So you'll be happy to know that nobody has ever died in Canada or the United States from yellow fever. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good. He goes, yeah. So there's always a risk of just getting the disease itself. And he goes, it's a little anecdotal that nobody's ever died in our country because also we barely hand out this shot. So the numbers just aren't there. I'm like, right. Okay, great. He goes, but
is it possible that we don't do that?
But the high risk of taking this vaccination is one is facial paralysis. I'm like, oh, that's a real thing. He goes, yeah. The other one is full body paralysis from the neck down. It will start with your feet and you'll feel numbness and it'll start to crawl up your body. You do have time to call the doctor and get to a hospital.
Say goodbye to your loved ones.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. And he's like,
feel it in your feet. Start calling everybody you know.
And then there's also kidney failure, which can lead to all organ failure. And he goes, you'll probably have a flu or cold symptoms because that's normal with this. Maybe some swelling, maybe some bruising, but anything that lasts for more than 7 days. And I'm like, well, the more serious stuff, like, are we talking like minutes? Like if my organs shut down
for more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
And he's like, oh no, you'll know. You'll have time to get yourself something. I'm like, go to emergency or call my doctor?
He's like, oh, yeah. Go to emergency.
Yeah. He's like, well, call your doctor, depending on what it is.
I'm joking. You get in
and
your
I'm
car
like, well,
right
how
now.
Serious? He goes, oh, there'll be, you'll have no question. Like, you won't be like, am I sick? You will know. And,
wow.
And if yellow fever symptoms show up, your eyes will turn yellow. That's your kidney shutting down. Your skin will turn yellow. You'll know. And he goes,
jeepers.
But also, just so you know, anybody who has experienced paralysis from this particular immunization, 40% recover fully.
Oh, that's good then.
40%. So he went on for a long. I'm like, that's a lot of things. And then when I went to get it done in person, he had to go through it all again. I had to sign an initial.
But it's worth it.
That I'm aware.
You have to do all these things and then you get to go on a cool trip.
Yeah, but I might have been paralyzed on that trip.
Well, but at least you got to go.
So the only
find the happy side, right?
The only reason he's like, listen,
it's not about controlling you; it's for protection.
He said, "The good news is that your chances of getting any of these side effects are 6 in a million." And I'm like, 6 in a million. I'm like, okay.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I remember when my daughter, before she was born, they said, "Do you, because of your age, because of these markers, you have a, I think it was a 1 in 3,700, or I'm making the number up, that your daughter will have Down syndrome." And I remember saying at the time, if I had a 3,700 side die, what are the chances I'm going to roll that side? I'm like, whatever. Well, my daughter has Down syndrome. And so I'm like, shoot me up. Let's see how lucky I am. Let's see.
Did you go get a lottery ticket? And just,
exactly.
Yeah. See if you can win the Powerball.
I had no reaction. I didn't even get the cold and flu.
So how was the trip then?
So the trip got canceled.
But that's
I got
so bad.
All my shots. Yeah. I was able to cancel my malaria medication, but
oh, no.
I got the rest of it. So if I'm ever going back to Africa, I'm ready.
Okay.
Thankfully, the yellow fever shot is a one-time and done, like for your life.
If we see the yellows in your eyes develop over the podcast, then I'll know.
Yeah, exactly.
Call the doctor immediately.
Yep.
Take you to the emergency room.
That's me.
Well, some of these things, it's people don't like talking about medical for medically type.
Why
things.
Why is that? Oh, so he's coming up to me with the needles, and I realize, I'm one of those guys that's got to look away. I didn't know I was going to feel squeamish. I didn't know that it was going to...
What was that sensation?
I would compare it. Have you seen the movie Tremors?
Oh, yes.
Makes my skin crawl.
That line's from Tremors.
Okay.
So as the needle approaches me, it makes my skin crawl a little bit. It's like, ooh.
Making your skin crawl, that's the idiom for today.
Yeah, that was...
I
That was what the last 10 minutes is about.
Okay. None of the above happened. That was just a one elaborate ruse to lead into today's idiom. No,
make,
of course.
Make your skin. When I saw that we were doing this one, I immediately had this flashback, and I think we've talked about it before when we've talked about crazy food that we've eaten. Is there some crazy sushi, or I guess it's not sushi, it's a Japanese dish where they sprinkle the top of it, there's probably more than one dish, with, like, I think fish skin.
Okay.
And the heat, so when it comes out to you, it looks like it's living. I'm like, is it alive? Like, is the skin of the fish, like, did you just skin the fish that it's still flexing and relaxing, flexing and relaxing? Because the whole thing is crawling.
Right.
And turns out that it is fish skin, and it's so thinly sliced, whatever, that as it heats up and cools down, it curls, straightens, curls. So your food is moving like a fish.
That's
all over
good.
It. And so the skin of my food was crawling.
Gross. Like skin and dead skin. Have you ever been to one of those fish things?
Public pools?
Have you ever been to one of those things where the fish like eat your the skin?
I have.
Off
have
of
you done that?
Yeah, well, it turns out it was like $50 and it was way cheaper than taking grandpa to the burial place.
10 minutes, Mac. Yeah. So where did you sprinkle your grandpa? Well,
enjoy. Bon appetit. You can have him later at the sushi restaurant.
Have you actually ever tried it?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I did it.
Was it a feet experience or a hand experience?
It was feet up to like the knee.
Yeah.
There's a fish that fully, I guess, it would sooner die. It jumped out of the water onto the floor. It's like it committed seppuku like right there. Jumped out of the, rather than eat your dead skin, I choose death.
I did it at SeaWorld where they just
with an orca whale.
It took
the Shamu experience.
I don't know why they keep calling it nibbles because it was substantial.
Right.
No, it was just like everybody's got their hands in like this and you got hundreds of fish nibbling at your hands.
I would say if I had like the peg leg pirate thing, it's like that's what happened. Like crazy. Like what happened to your leg? Have you ever been to one of those things where
yes,
the dead skin? Yes.
Our producer's trying to get our attention. We're...
Uh-huh.
Try it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Tori Kelly.
We didn't mention our sponsors for today, is what our producer is like. You guys want to get paid?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Speaking of, this might make your skin crawl. We don't know yet.
Yeah, so we're just going to try this out. New sponsor. It's not just enough, you know, with the HelloFresh. We're starting to go big time.
Yep.
We're kind of a big deal in our own minds.
Yep.
And the new sponsor is both Coca-Cola and Oreo. So
you've got a Coke Zero.
Yes, it's a Coke Zero.
With Oreo-flavored Coke Zero. And I've got a Coke-flavored, a box of Coke-flavored Oreos.
We just appreciate...
So you should dip this in your drink.
Our sponsors on this. Do you want to first... Maybe I should have first sip.
So
we should have first sip because
to be fair, I've tried the drink. So you can have the drink.
Okay, I'll tell you about what the drink is
and
like.
Then try the cookie, and we'll try the cookie together.
Okay. Well, I like it.
Right
off the bat, it reminds me of the dark portion of the Oreo and the cola.
Right.
Yep. They've nailed that down pretty good.
Whether you like it or...
It's probably literally the same chemicals because they go, well, we know what these chemicals are.
Right.
They don't have to guess. They don't have to guess.
What I said about it, I don't know that I would get it again, really, but I said it is accurate.
It's accurate. It's not like...
Now, the Oreo has a red side with the Coca-Cola logo. Mm-hmm. And a brown side with the Oreo logo. And before you taste it, the creamy filling has like Pop Rocks in it. So it's like carbonated. Really? Carbonated.
Producer,
like
do you want to jump in and join us with this one real quick? Okay, tell us what you think about this. Okay, here we go.
ASMR.
ASMR. Okay, well, the red side tastes red. Well, again.
And if you pause, you get a little snap, crackle, pop.
I think the most snap, crackle, pop is what came out of your lips as you said snap, crackle, pop. But I do enjoy the experience. It's nice and gooey.
Yep.
Trying something new. Thank you, sponsors. So make sure you get out to your supermarkets and try some Coke Zero Oreo flavored things.
They're besties now.
Every time you do, if you get them from any major store, just tell them Village Idiom Podcast sent you, and they'll
give you 10% off.
They'll give you some discount.
Do that right at the till.
Mm-hmm. See what happens.
Village Idiom Podcast discount.
Make sure you spell it right.
Yeah, you don't need a barcode or a coupon. Just mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can show them that you've followed us on Instagram, they'll give you 10% off. Well, listen.
Well, we should probably. What is actually going on with this?
In general,
this actual idiom making my skin crawl. What does it mean?
Well, I'm trying. Let's get into origins and then we can discuss it.
Where'd they go? No one can know. I turn around and look behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
No one does 90 minutes of improv like you.
That would make your skin crawl if you watched 90 minutes of just me. All right, so there's not a lot to the origin story, but there is an origin story.
Okay.
So obviously, if we haven't said so already, to make your flesh crawl is to... How would you describe it? It's just okay. That icky...
Okay, so before you I'm sure there's like actual origins.
No, not origins, just like...
Yeah, you get into the origins, but something that came to mind, a more... modern phrase is the ick. It gives me the ick.
Yeah.
And so I'm not a fan of this phrase, like the ick, but it's just like, ew, like that, whatever. It's like you could see the skin off of your tuna at the Japanese restaurant crawling off the plate, and that gives you the ick. That makes your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Or it's like, the presence of a person that's just like, man, that they just make my skin crawl. I saw a wet scab underneath that thing and it made my skin crawl.
Would this make your skin crawl if you're driving alone at night and you glance down at your sleeve and you see two earwigs rapidly climbing up your sleeve and you swat them away, but you know you didn't make contact, but you can no longer find them?
Yeah. That would
right then you're just like that itchy everywhere
skin crawl.
That happened. Have I told the mouse story on here before?
Yes.
Yeah. Where it's like there's got to be a mouse in my car, like, yes. And you're like just looking around and scratching and itching and
yeah, those things where it's so it doesn't have to just be people's words can make your skin crawl.
Okay.
Ideas can make your skin crawl. Anything that just kind of gives you the unsettled. So words that came up: the ick and heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
And so I know we don't have any origins on heebie-jeebies, but depending on those of a different era, you will recognize heebie-jeebies.
I wonder where that came from. Heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies.
Huh.
Which is different than the Bee Gees. But the heebie-jeebies could be gotten from the Bee Gees.
I wonder if the heebie-jeebies have ever opened for the Bee Gees.
Maybe. It's possible.
Okay.
When the Bee Gees sings falsetto, I get the heebie-jeebies.
You get makes your flesh crawl? Do you say it makes my flesh crawl or makes my skin crawl?
Skin crawl.
Both are acceptable, but skin crawl is more common.
Skin crawl.
So you will find it as flesh. So this is what I got. This idiom obviously alludes to the feeling of having something crawl all over your body or all over your skin. It's just that feeling of things crawling all over you. The first term, here's why the internet is sometimes, sometimes makes my skin crawl. Because... First Google, you know how AI takes over now on Google and it's just like the correct answer is at the top and I've searched the entire internet and here's the answer at the top. Mm-hmm. So this is that answer. This idiom alludes to that feeling. The first term appeared in Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels in 1727. And the quote is, "Something in their countenance made my flesh creep with a horror I cannot express." So they say that... variants of it, like the actual makes my skin crawl variants, come from the late 1800s. So then we just go below the AI crap answer.
Yep.
And it's like a bunch of examples. So first of all, just defined as what does make your skin crawl mean? So something is transferred. So to be all, quote, alive with crawling things, which also could be figurative. So in 1576, first example underneath the AI answer is 200 years older than its supposed origin story.
Thank you, AI.
Fleming Pharisaides in Panoply something something, all my skin crawled with lice. Like, so is that too literal that they don't think it's an example as
right.
an idiom?
Because it's too on the nose, like it's actual skin crawling.
1902, Rudyard Kipling, not the Jungle Book, but same guy. There's a whole switchboard full of nickel-plated muckins, which I haven't begun to play with yet. The starboard side's crawling with them. So not the actual phrase, but all predating that
little,
other thing.
Little mini muggins.
Yeah, so that's describing the usage or the definition of. Another definition is to have a sensation as of things crawling, like a physical sensation to have things crawling on you to feel creepy. 1880, so later date, but R. Grant from Confessions of a Frivolous Girl. Kissing a ragged infant or two whose dirtiness positively made me crawl. In M.E. Wilkins' Faraway Melody, you make me crawl all over talking so much about dying. It's all, I mean,
so it's in order there. To have it not be like, for the idiom, it has to be that it's not your physical skin crawling.
Right. Like
so if you're covered in lice and you're watching your skin crawl.
So that is why.
But if it's like
you're saying AI is right. You like AI.
On this, I could see where the AI was
because
going.
Because it's saying that that's the first time it's an idiom. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I actually didn't. That other one seemed pretty good too. You're 18, whatever.
Yeah, which technically is later. But so what's interesting is like you can say it made my flesh crawl because it's a feeling of things crawling on you, but your flesh isn't crawling. Thus the idiom. But right. even that one about my skin crawled with lice. That's still a metaphor. Your skin's not crawling.
No, if there's lice crawling on your skin.
Yeah, that's lice crawling.
Yeah, your skin.
The lice crawled on my skin, not my skin crawled with lice.
I would give it that the appearance of my skin crawling because I'm looking down. So same
lice.
There's so much lice crawling.
Same lice are on you.
Looks
but,
like my skin is
but
moving.
They're biting you. You could say my skin bit with lice.
I wouldn't say it that way, but my skin crawling with actual lice is really literal. My skin is crawling.
Your skin's not crawling.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your skin's incapable of crawling, so I guess it would never be accurate, but.
I can crawl.
and you have skin.
can you milk a clam? So then you go to a website that.
So I milked a cat. Okay, Greg.
Exactly. I can crawl. I have skin. I can crawl.
You think
my
can
skin
crawl
is
me, Greg?
Crawling? My skin is crawling with fleas. My skin is biting with fleas. No,
but your skin. So it's saying that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that the fleas or lice weren't biting
it's
or
the
crawling.
Sensation of
they
like,
were jogging.
That's right.
Can you say my skin was jogging with them?
You could if it was crawling really fast. At some point, it comes into a speed crawl.
Yeah, what's interesting about this is that not only is – how do I describe this? Not only is it something you say that is an idiom, but the feeling isn't even real. Like you can be – your skin can be crawling, like you said, by a thought or an idea.
It just –
it doesn't
just
have to
like
be.
Like you to ignore my feelings. And if I feel that my skin is crawling, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And I just wish you would validate that.
You're right.
Instead of just pushing it down all the time.
No, you're right. That's on me. I want to ask you for forgiveness for me assuming my privilege regarding your feelings. Even just being cornered and dealing with the thought of me hurting your feelings makes my skin crawl. There it is. Then you go one website deeper. I go to my I I wish I could think of it now. It's terrible. I can't think of the website that is kind of a go-to
Google.
For me.
Wikipedia.
Can't forget. Can't remember.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
And all they say is Britain, from Britain, 15th century.
Oh, thank you for all that hard research.
Like, you can't just throw a century out there with no reference, no thought, no nothing to click on.
When I looked up the flesh crawl, two things came up, and we got to be mindful of time in order to make sure we're accurate here. In the top few searches was the...
You still coughing?
It was the death of... I think I picked it up. I think... Check the color of my eyes. Oh, how alive was that virus? Sven Gross, singer of German death metalers Flesh Crawl, has passed away at age 44.
Oh.
So a band actual... I can't remember.
Is it recent?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it showed up in the top five things.
No way.
Yeah, Flesh Crawl.
That's a good name for a metal band.
Passed away at age of 44. Yeah. That's, which in general
wow.
sucks. But and the other one, which is we don't have time to get into. I barely want to bring it up because it was actually so good. We could talk about it for 10 minutes.
Oh.
And it was
save it?
Yeah, we'll save it for something different.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was...
Now they're going to listen to every episode. Can't wait to find out what this is.
Well, it was just interesting. It's more a point of debate. And so we would pick sides and do battle.
Oh.
So, anyways, Flesh Crawl, the heebie-jeebies, the ick.
The ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these are, so illegitimate children, if there's something that gives you the ick...
Let us know. What makes your flesh crawl? What makes your skin crawl? Let us know.
Snap a photo of it. Tag us on
Instagram. Don't send a photo, because that'll make our skin crawl. Listen, Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So just as an example, last week our idiom was lend me your ear, and we left you with this one. At McDonald's, you can get chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla versions of this famous playwright. At McDonald's, you can get chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla versions of this famous playwright, and the answer is...
McShakespeare.
Milk, yeah.
Oh, milkshake. That's so... I couldn't think of... It's a
what
McShake.
They were called.
Yeah. That's it's a milkshake.
Milkshake. Milk so it's not milkshake, it's not Shakespeare, it's milk Shakespeare, and that's how you play Riddlink.
Got
which,
it.
By the way, Shakespeare milkshakes brings all the boys to the bard.
Nice. I like it. I really like it. Okay, well, I've got two prepared. Okay, these ones are illegitimate children. We're going to need you to put your thinking cap on here.
Can you beat me to the punch?
Okay. Modern phrase for heebie-jeebies and the detective in the Headless Horseman.
Oh.
Modern phrase for heebie-jeebies and the detective... in the Headless Horseman.
I don't know how to do this one. Because you're talking about... Oh, is it just the? Oh. The Ichabod Crane?
Yes.
The Ichabod Crane.
Yes.
I was like, it's Ick.
The Ick.
And Ichabod.
Yeah, it gives me the Ick.
The Ick. Okay. The Ick.
The
okay.
Ichabod Crane.
That's a good one. It's not the Ick. It's not Ichabod Crane. All right, here's mine for you. You ready?
Yep.
Sensation that things are moving all over me and that piano-playing Muppet Dog. Do you know his name? Sensation that things are moving all over me and that piano-playing Muppet Dog.
I think his name's Ralph. Ralph? Make your flesh crawl?
That's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Ralph?
Ralph.
Okay, yeah.
Make your skin crawl.
Okay, good.
Add a single letter.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, give me another one.
Okay, this one is... it's going to maybe stretch your thinker just a smidge. Get inked east side to west side.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay, so it really leaned on the part I totally skipped out on.
Oh, funny.
Which is why it might not make sense in its context.
Okay.
Yeah, inked.
Yeah.
Is, you know what to be inked is?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the...
East side to west side.
East side to tattooed. Ood. Tood.
Get inked. East side
tattoo.
To west. East side.
To something.
Yes.
Too legit to quit.
Close.
Tattoo legit. Tattoo live crew. Tattoo.
Illegitimate children. You know what's
Tang
going on.
Tang Common.
You're
too. Too.
Biggie and...
Tupac. Tupac! Tupac Shakur.
Yes. Sorry, it leaned into a bit of my other trivia that we didn't use.
That's okay. It's still a riddling that I should have gotten.
Tupac.
Okay, I got one more, but why don't you tell everybody how they can play along?
Okay, Villegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com, or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Beautiful. Here it is. Creepy feeling, but you got to do this ahead of doing that as far as transporting yourself goes. This is a tricky one. I'm going to admit this is difficult level 4.
Wow.
One more time. Creep feeling, but you got to do this ahead of doing that as far as transporting yourself goes.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
No idea.
You stumped me. They're hard today. We had some hard ones.
We had some hard ones.
Sometimes it goes like that. Sometimes we're just giveaways. And then this one was, they're going to have, the illegitimate children are going to have to earn this one.
I wish I hadn't known about Flesh Crawl, because in tribute of the lead singer, I would have played a song from Flesh Crawl as we... Say goodbye today.
I could sing one of their songs.
That wasn't you. That coughing wasn't even to be funny. So, that was legit. You should have seen the look on his face.
Sorry about the coughing in the microphone.
Why isn't there ASMR at that level? Shababa. Shababa. That's your metal lyrics.
Shababa. Shababa. Well, it's been putting today together. Excuse me. I think I got the yellow fever. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Flesh crawl. My flesh crawl.
That's 3 minutes gone.